You're listening to Morning Edition on Boise State Public Radio. I'm Matt Gillum. May is National Pet Month, and this morning we're looking at an organization who works to promote something called humane education. The nonprofit Helping Idaho Dogs looks to boost the number of registered therapy dog teams in the Gem State and spreads the benefits of being with an animal. Here to tell us more about the group and humane education is volunteer and educator Elena Tomarowitz. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So start off by telling us a little more about Helping Idaho Dogs. The organization was founded a decade ago, so it's got a bit of a history. How have the last 10 years seen the work Helping Idaho Dogs does change or evolve?
So from what I know, I've only been with the organization for a couple of years, but they originally started out as dog trainers. So they worked more with individuals training their dogs and then got into the therapy dog world. Right now, I think they have a little over 30 therapy dog teams go into hospitals and libraries and schools, that sort of thing. They also have a component that's humane education. And so we work with libraries and schools, and we teach them about how to interact with dogs and how to take care of dogs, with the overall intention being to avoid dog bites for kids.
Now, is this something that you find that a lot of kids are very unaware of? Are parents not really good about teaching children skills with animals? Or is that not something that, you know, sort of comes up naturally in the home?
You'd be surprised. Yeah, not really. I mean, most dog bites, I think it's something like 77% of dog bites happen with the family dog. And so it's kind of the idea that, you know, we don't necessarily know the language of dogs. So it's teaching what dogs prefer and what dogs don't prefer. And so, for example, you know, we teach don't hug your dog. Even if it seems like your dog's okay, they actually don't like that. The friendliest dog can even snap if they kind of reach their limit.
Well, according to the organization's website, humane educators advocate for dog safety, compassion, respect, and responsibility. How do you sort of teach those values to these people? And again, is it children or adults as well?
Yeah, and when we go to libraries, usually the parents are accompanying their children, and they seem to be enlightened by some of the things we teach. But what's interesting to me is the empathy factor. So not only are you teaching kids how to take care of an animal, but it's, you know, how do you take care of your friends, respect animals as much as humans. And so kids seem to really respond to it.
What's the most common mistake that you think pet owners might be making with their animals?
I think just like teasing your dog with food, or just maybe even giving them people food, or letting little kids kind of mess with them. One of the things is you don't ever want to like look directly into the eyes of a dog, because that they see as threatening. So I think there's little things that we probably do on an everyday basis that we don't think about. But I mean, also, I mean, we'll probably see at least a few people leaving their dogs in hot cars this summer. And I think people don't really get how hot it can get
right.
in a car and those sorts
right.
of things. So that those are extreme cases, but I think there's things like that that people don't realize.
Well, you're a volunteer, and this entire organization is run by volunteers. So how did you get your passion for animals? Where does it come from?
I mean, growing up with animals, and the day I kind of contacted the organization was we had put my dog down. He was kind of, I called him my spirit dog. And I put him down, and that same day we saw this puppy in a hot car. It was a 90-degree day, you know, in a grocery store parking lot. And so in the meantime, we had our, you know, our dog that we just put down in the car. And it was just this kind of realization of, okay, we have four dogs at home and two cats. And so I can't save every animal, but what can we do to help save the greater good of animals? So to me, it was like, if you teach children how to take care of dogs, they will tell their parents. And, you know, you can't really approach someone and say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that, because you don't want to come off as judging. But
did you spring into action with that dog in the hot car?
We did. Yeah, my husband called the Humane Society. And so they ended up coming by with a van. And in the meantime, there's this like motorcycle gang that had blocked the car, and so that people couldn't leave without the Humane Society coming by.
Well, if somebody wants to get involved, volunteer with the organization, become part of a therapy dog team even, what do they do? Who do they reach out to?
So they can take a look at the website, and there's some contact names on there. And so the therapy dog teams go through a training and have to get certified with a national organization so that they can go into these places with their dog. I think it's kind of fun to go into hospitals and, you know, really you can see people, their demeanor totally change when you have a dog in the room.
Well, Elena Tomarowitz, thank you so much for coming in, telling us about Helping Idaho Dogs, Humane Education, and happy National Pet Month.
Yeah, thanks so much.